Okay, Priya, something about this, again, I think I started with something that the perfection here is to just get the philosophy exactly perfectly right and to do everything perfectly right, all the little things that one is supposed to do. And if you don't, then you are off, then it won't work, then you are fallen, and you know. And in this way it became a very tense and judgmental situation when devotees were putting so much demands on themselves and each other, and which also led to a general mood of criticism. Unless you do it just this perfect way that I know and that I do maybe, then you are useless, or you're lower, or, and then, you know, treating each other respectlessly like that. But actually it's the opposite. It's a very forgiving process, so to speak. Krishna says in Gita that, you know, even if you fail, then you continue your next life. And it's not even a vision or loss and so on.